Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Drew.
And this is the Concept Crucible Podcast. And today, we want to talk about something special, something that is near and dear to the hearts of everyone in our nation. Almost everyone in our... Some people in our nation. Canadian politics.
Or more specifically, election reform.
Election reform.
Jeez, man.
I would go so far as to say election reform.
Wow.
Ways of reforming the entire
process.
Thing.
Right. It's we're in the middle of a federal election right now.
Yeah.
And our four parties are competing for who will rule arguably lead, but probably given our last 8 years rule the country. And it is sort of interestingly apathetic, but we do have some recommendations, and we wanted to share those today.
Mm.
But first, icebreaker. What superhero or supervillain...
Well, we can go with supervillain.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's open that up.
Oh.
Let's open that up. Would make the best prime minister?
Dr. Doom. Latveria has been
Doctor
amazing.
Doom, yeah, no, Doctor Doom, solid. Doctor Doom, solid. He's got he's got lots of experience.
Yeah,
tons of leadership potential.
Yeah,
robot duplicates
doesn't flip flop.
Yeah, no, definitely does not flip flop.
No, you'd know where he would stand.
Doctor Doom will stand, and you will stand as well. And you are standing on the pit trap.
Yeah,
like that's.
Yeah,
Doctor Doom, solid choice. Drew?
Well, since you opened it up to villains.
With villains being part of the equation, now I'm like thinking of all sorts of funny things. I'm still going to go with Super Grover.
Super Grover seems legit. Like,
kind, friendly, flies in an emergency, a bit clumsy.
Yeah, a bit clumsy, but that's okay.
Always means well.
Yeah.
Always helps out.
I feel like that's the real thing that gets you about Super Grover is Super Grover always means well. Super Grover is never duplicitous.
Mm-mm.
Super Grover isn't ruthless. Super Grover, like the notion that Super Grover is manipulating you is laughable.
Yes, he's harmless.
Yeah, and that's
and
sort
when
of nice.
Like most politicians, they gaff and they state something that they probably shouldn't, and we all go, ew. But with Super Grover, he just sort of trips on his own cape.
Well, you know, but even if he did have a gaffe, even if Super Grover, like, you know, gaffed at a comment about New Canadians or something, he would just... You'd be like, Super Grover, did you hear what you just said? And Super Grover would be like, I am sorry.
And the hand would be over the face, and he'd be...
I did not mean it.
Yeah.
Why am I talking like Yoda?
You said mean things to those people over there, and they feel sad.
Yes. Yeah, and Super Grover's
and
like...
would step in.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Those are words you will rarely hear in politics of any kind. Canadian politics is sort of like the weird, weak, northern reflection of our American brethren.
Yes, I completely agree.
Like, it's like...
Yeah.
American politics is this wonderful, vibrant, airbrushed thing on the side of a van. You know, you've got Donald Trump. It's like the cover of the first Star Wars movie. You've got Donald Trump holding up this huge lightsaber. You've got Hillary somewhere in there. You've got R2-D2 and C-3PO, who are basically Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. And, you know, like, it's a thing. But it's the kind of thing you would airbrush on the side of a van.
Right.
Canadian politics is not so much an airbrushing as it is like a quiet watercolor that your grandma keeps in the kitchen. It's a different world.
Different world.
Yes. Super Grover, man. As a comic book nerd, I thought very seriously about this when I proposed it. I was like, oh, yeah. And I had a couple of good thoughts, like Oliver Queen, who was mayor of Star City for a while and is used to handling lots of money, but is also kind of a bastard. You know, The Flash, Wally West, who can be everywhere at once and think really quickly and think on his feet, but is also motivated by compassion. But I threw one out that I think really got to me, which was Daredevil. Mm-hmm. Daredevil is a lawyer. Daredevil is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Was a kingpin at one point.
Yeah.
Was he kingpin?
Yeah, he ousted Wilson Fisk and became like the king of Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But Daredevil's he's also compassionate. Like I mean, Daredevil, he doesn't want to hurt anybody, and he wants to make life better for people, genuinely. And he also I sort of want to be like, you know, Daredevil is blind, so he's a person with a disability. But at the same time, Daredevil's superpower is that he's not really blind. Mm-hmm. Like, he's sort of blind. So it's not... It's sort of... It's weird that his... Like, his blindness is immediately offset by his amazing superpowers. Mm-hmm. So the notion that Daredevil knows what it is like to be a regular blind person is sort of weird. Because...
He's not
visually impaired in a way that constitutes legal blindness, but I mean he could drive a car if he wanted to.
Right. I always wondered about that because wouldn't the engine
the sound of the engine would have destroyed it, and plus your
he could drive an electric car if he wanted to.
Yeah.
There we go.
Or stick his head out the window maybe.
Like a dog.
Yeah. I was wondering about that because he'd be able to if there was any way for him to sense the surroundings.
Yeah.
But if he had the windows up and the music and on, the motor going.
There's no chance.
Even in a well-made German car, which is like obscures a lot of the engine sound, it would be really difficult for him to get his bearings.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Plus there'd be other challenges too, like the stoplight.
I feel like the stoplight would be the real problem.
He would know when he got to one, but if he was first in line, fair enough.
But
he was doing.
So no. But actually, that's a good point, and I think I take back that notion. Daredevil, because he is blind, Daredevil knows what it's like to live in a world that isn't made for him, that doesn't accommodate him in every possible way. He started from the bottom. He is. Poor. He put himself through law school and became a lawyer.
Well, Grover started from the bottom too.
Well, yeah, the reason why Daredevil is Daredevil is partly because he remembers what life was like growing up poor in Hell's Kitchen.
When he's at, yes.
So I mean there is a sense in which he understands what it is like to have nothing and to fear for that. Mm-hmm. And I think that in a prime minister that's really important. Because you need to take care of the least well-off in your country, or what are you doing? But yeah. Sorry. We also have a rule that we instituted when we were coming out of dinner, which is if things start to get deep and heavy, this is not a Canadian politics podcast where we are going to get deep into the issues. You can find links to those in the show notes. This is not a Canadian politics podcast where we're going to talk extensively about one of the parties. You can find those in the show notes, too. This is about levity. And so if things start to get serious, someone will call a stop to it. And we each have to say something funny about one of the political candidates or parties involved in this election. And there are four. We have a Green Party. We have the NDP, the New Democratic Party. I believe that's still what it stands for.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We have the Liberal Party. And we have the Progressive Conservative Party, which sounds stupider when I say it out loud.
Especially because they haven't been the PC since the 90s.
Aren't they? Are they
amalgamated into the Conservative Party.
I think they're just Conservative.
Are they just the Conservative Party now?
PC is the Ontario level. You are confusing federal and provincial...
As Canadians are wont to do.
There are additional parties in on top of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But nationally, those are the four.
If you go to a leadership debate, you will see probably those four, possibly only three, because lots of things hate the Green Party.
Yeah. But at the very least, in any given riding, you're going to have probably those four representatives. You might get the Communist Party or the Piracy Party in urban centers. But
Weed Party?
Yep.
I think the last time I voted federally, I had eight choices. The four that we listed, libertarian, communism, an ethical party for animals, and I didn't even recognize what it was, and then an independent. Mm-hmm. That was...
I also sometimes get the Christian Family Party.
That's right. Christian, yes.
Or
that
the Christian Heritage Party.
Christian Heritage Party.
Yeah. Anyway... So ways to improve these campaigns. I mean, there's a lot of voter disenfranchisement. There's a lot of, just general apathy toward elections, especially with the American election going on. Donald Trump is running for president!
We're getting more noise about him than we are sometimes about
our own. How do you top that? time. Like, so, ways that we can improve debates. We had a leader debate a while back, sponsored by Maclean's, which is a Canadian magazine. They had all four major party leaders on there, and they had a debate, and they talked about the economy, and they talked about foreign policy, they talked about individual decisions and so-and-so's voting record, and if the world had an ass, how would they kick it? And all kinds of stuff like that. But debate, the problem with debates is that nobody really understands the issues, and also they're super boring, and no one, very, very few people watch them.
Debates are about getting sound bites out.
Yeah.
And I noticed on social media, after the debate, every party has their favorite clip from their leader, and that's what's getting hit out there and hammered home.
Yeah. But I think they could do a lot better in terms of sound bites. I think we need to have... And let's just strike the foreign policy bit and replace it with a dance-off.
Rap battle.
Rap battle, yeah.
I think there'd actually be merit in that, because you would know how savvy the individual would be in a different country's...
Well, and they would have all kinds of, like... I mean, you get the party that has Drake, who also started from the bottom, backing them and helping them prep for their raps, you know? Elizabeth May, the green, hits the scene.
What? How is...
Best give up your seat to the mean green machine.
Supergirl would do well in this case, because his time...
Gotcha.
See, his time on Sesame Street, he would be excellent at rhyming. He'd be... I don't know what party he'd stand for, but think of him. You could actually go to him and say, look, here are my lyrics. Does crime rhyme with something good? And he would be able to...
He would. He would be like, crime rhymes with time and...
Lime.
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 And rhyme.
And rhyme.
Lime.
See, it would work. It could be very interesting.
Super Grover is tough on rhymes, tough on lines, and tough on crime.
Bring it down. You see, I think there's potential there. And think of the ability in a foreign diplomatic situation to be able to control your prose. With a fluffy...
Yeah, no, rap battle would be a good test, I think, and it would be neat.
Be helpful.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, you get the big, the bad, the Tom Mulcair. So big he'll kick your party down the stairs. I don't know. I'm just making up words at this point.
There would be a thing. No, would they dress up? Would they be in character?
I think that seems fine. I think the costumes would be in a... Like, debates are mostly pageantry. I mean, there's sound bites and things like that. So costumes would be a big part of that. You could dress in your party's colors.
Could you get thematic? Like, for a while, Trudeau was often depicted with boxing gloves.
Can you
get into that level?
That would be amazing. Boxing gloves the whole time.
So he's in boxing gloves doing his rhyme. What's
I feel like Trudeau's song at that point is Papa Said Knock You Out.
For those not from Canada, his father was prime minister.
Several times.
When was that?
70s.
67? 67?
Well, because he was prime minister when the Queen signed our...
Yeah.
Independence, right? Which was 67.
Yeah. Right? Late 60s.
But he went in and out a couple times.
Yeah. Yes.
He was
prime minister for three terms.
Yeah.
But, it was... I think rap battle is... completely worthwhile. Dance-off, costumes could help with dance-off.
Costumes, and this is where I'm fixated right now with costumes. If Trudeau is back to his boxing gloves, what are the other leaders looking like?
The Green Party has a couple of ways they can go. They can go with
bunch of ways.
Dress like a tree interpretive dance sort of thing.
Okay.
You can go with the superhero theme with like Captain Planet style stuff, like tights and...
Yeah, they could.
There's a lot of room,
but then it would be interesting, because if they're doing interpretive dance and Trudeau is dancing around in boxer style,
yeah,
his rap, where do the Conservatives and the NDP fit? Because
I feel like the NDP are just dressed like Vindicator from Alpha Flight.
Oh,
like they just
straight up
just like, what are you doing? We got this costume. Who is it? He's a Canadian superhero. Didn't he go crazy and Don't worry about
let it.
It
go.
I picture Mulcair as like any kind of costume that like your dad would dress up that you'd be embarrassed by.
Yeah, yeah, like the bad gorilla costume, yeah. Or the bad bear costume, or yeah. Whatever.
Or just anything that riffs on a beard.
Yes, there would be some beard riffing.
So I feel like Tom, like the NDP party skews younger, I find, but Tom Mulcair probably has that. But he's clever enough that his disconnect from reality is kind of tongue in cheek.
No, there's your Mulcair rhyme where you're just like, you know, the world isn't ready for Mulcair the bear. You got your party on the left and your party on the right, but the far left you'll find is the one that's just right. Get work that Goldilocks stuff. Like, there's lots of room with bears.
There's lots of room with bears. Lots of room with bears. Could we go one party left? We haven't dressed him yet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What does Stephen Harper wear? Stephen Harper probably just wears a suit. Like, that's the problem.
Yeah, he'd be dressed as a banker. Or a cowboy. Like a little kid cowboy outfit.
Could be cowboy.
Could be cowboy.
Could be cowboy.
His riding is West Canada. So
yeah, it could be cowboy.
Cowboy.
Yeah, because the suit... Because his image has been what it has been for the last three terms, the suit is what we are used to.
That's true. I mean, I guess the how do you invert that suit is really in a way that appeals to the demographic of old white people.
Would he be in a kid cowboy outfit like one of the Pixar characters?
He would be Woody.
Steven, is he Woody?
In my mind, he would be Woody.
Or is he like yeah, John Wayne, paint your wagon level cowboy, old school, the Browns.
Like bolo tie kind of.
Yeah. Is he that style?
Part of me is like maybe you just go to the nth degree on the suit. Like you get the gray that's like practically shimmering, and you back Stephen Harper with like Michael Bublé.
I don't know. I'm starting to lean towards.
Feel like Michael Bublé is a super backer of Harper, but
what about a black cowboy suit with the sheriff's star, but it doesn't say sheriff.
Ooh.
Something that gives him control. And he would definitely have a six-shooter on. I think that would be... And this would be very entertaining, because again, if you've got May doing interpretive dance, and you've got a boxer running around... Like, this would probably
Stephen Harper would have, in addition to his six-shooter, would have a rifle slung across his back. An unregistered rifle, of course.
Well, that's the
because
law
he now. Did away with the long gun registry.
Yeah, so we're going this is shotgun or rifle, like Evil Dead style, or right? Because
I think it'd be like a rifle. I think it wouldn't be a shotgun. I think it would be rifle.
Fairly straight.
Stephen Harper, a straight shooter.
Lee Anfield, 202.
The funny thing is how we've characterized them all now. That puts, well, obviously the bear is in the sights of the hunter, but he's not a hunter, he's a sheriff. The boxer doesn't have much of a chance because he's up against some guns.
No one has much of a chance because they're up against guns.
And what's interpretive dance going to do? Now, it will be an entertaining show because it's just weird.
Well, yeah, but we're pitting them together in a rap battle and dance-off. We're not pitting them together in mortal arena combat.
Now, that's a good point. We forgot about that. There's a couple other elements that we've forgotten about. So, with Trudeau in boxing, we have squeaky shoes.
Yeah.
We would hear the squeaks.
Yeah.
With Harper, we would have the...
Alternately, boxing in tap shoes.
Tap sneakers.
He's got that footwork.
So he's got the footwork. Is Harper's footwork much more solid? And you can hear the jingle of the spurs.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But then we've got to prop up our other two here.
Well, you've got a bear, so you got claws on your feet, so you got that click.
You got the click. Do you have bees? Are bees part of it?
I don't know. Maybe. I guess it depends on what kind of bear you are. Like that's what really gets into your public image is, are you a fierce bear? Are you a Goldilocks bear? Are you a Winnie the Pooh bear? Are you a Paddington bear? You're like dressed in a rain slicker.
ready for rain.
Yeah, no. Ready, you're the NDP. You are ready to make it rain.
All right.
This is the funniest podcast we've ever done.
An interpretive dance
in
would
our
be
lives.
Completely silent, no music, no speaking, and silent movement.
But I think there's leaves.
Maybe.
No.
Or a twig.
Elizabeth May's interpretive dance would have two key motions
yes.
when involving the other party or the other not party members, but the other competitors, I think. The first one is the ability to shush them. This is something that she has proven time and time again in Parliament and in debates, mm-hmm. is that she has the ability to like just drop that bomb.
Yep.
Silences another candidate. You're like in the middle of a sentence, and Elizabeth May is like, "Yeah, I remember that time we didn't talk about all those people who got murdered."
Yeah, and goodbye.
And you know, but that and the ability to smack them in the face,
right?
Like that is sort of her jam.
You know, the other thing I have to point out is we're setting these candidates up as if we're in a U.S. style election, because of course in the U.S. we're going through the theater of
yes.
of the leaders down there, whereas up here
we're setting up an election that would look cool if you airbrushed it on the side of a van.
That's right, because this is not actually how politics works in the sense that our leaders are controlling. Well, they do control a lot, but in theory, we vote for local.
Yeah, we vote for a party. We don't vote for a leader.
That's right.
But it's like the debate.
The leader still represents.
Well, and in debates, the leader stands at the head of their party.
Right.
They speak with the voice of their party, and in this case, you've got Stephen Harper, the straight shooter. You've got Justin Trudeau, the contender. Mm. You've got Thomas Mulcair, who is Mulcair, the bear. And you've got Elizabeth May, because the environment is silent.
It's a nice set. There's some serious writing that could happen here. Very serious. I'd never keep a straight face.
No.
Oh, maybe in my next life I'll be a political cartoonist.
Oh man.
And you can just feed me words, and I'll just keep drawing.
Oh man. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of ways to improve debates. And, yeah, I think that really pushing up the visual aspects and the auditory aspects of them.
I must say the debate was visually starved. It was it was like gray on blue. It was so washed out. Now, that's not to say that I want zingers coming out from a Trump-style candidate, but
what I want is every candidate to have their own WWE-style entrance.
That would be fun, with like an entourage?
With like fire.
So the Prime Minister actually gets to hold up a belt, too. He's got somebody
yes.
in his box
yeah.
that's holding
yeah.
up the belt.
Yeah.
Right? Coming in, or a trophy.
It's got a
no,
big,
the big...
It's got
the
big a big, huge maple leaf on it.
can they come in with a mace?
That seems fine.
Yeah.
It seems a little disrespectful, but...
All right.
It's irreverent.
It's a thing. It's an irreverent thing. That you have,
yeah. You know. No, I think that's great.
Well, that would
yeah,
that would be fun.
We could also, I think, we also need to replace. So during the debate, they would cut to a couple of different people. One of them was a guy from Facebook who was looking over the polls, but they didn't really let him talk. But one of them, the most frequently consulted thing, was a table where a McLean's interviewer sat with three white guys, who are I believe are journalists, but really just they sat around sort of critiquing the candidate's debate style, but they didn't really have a lot to talk about because they're just like, yeah, you know, Trudeau's really coming out looking strong. He's very mature. Mm. And Justin Trudeau, of course, has been focused on as the young contender. Justin Trudeau is 43 and has three children. I don't know in what world that makes you a young contender.
Well, I think because we generally have prime ministers that are in the 60s.
No, Stephen Harper was 45.
Well, no, he was 45, to be fair. Yeah, he was a young guy, relatively
yeah, so,
speaking.
I mean,
yeah, it's...
It's really not that different, but yeah, there's this sort of, you know, they just sort of spend a bunch of time being like, oh, well, the precision and the points that they're making, but they don't really talk about issues. They're not there to talk about issues, so no. We can get rid of those guys and replace them with literally anyone. No,
well,
I think that's the thing. Literally anyone. Have a draw, like a lottery, and so you get, you know, like, some lady who runs a store or something.
I want to see
you
a
know,
kid
you
that
get
makes.
Yeah, you get a child.
A 9-year-old. Someone who's aware about the world around them.
Yeah.
But
a dude who runs a Sikh temple. Like,
and an octogenarian.
Like, and you
stick
just,
them together.
You're just like, what do you guys think of this debate? And the kid's like, I really like the part with the fire. And the octogenarian's like, I really like the part with the fire.
So the fire.
Back in my day, we didn't have fire. And none of the political candidates dressed as bears. Your day sucked. My day sucked.
So the fire would win, then.
Well, everybody gets fire.
Even the Greens? I sort of picture the Greens in with a lot of Greeks, the old school togos and flowers. I mean,
that seems cool. Yeah,
you know,
I can dig it.
There'd be an oracle. That's what would come out with them. There'd be an oracle.
Oh yeah,
there would definitely be an oracle with them.
So that's debate. So I mean, how do you improve the campaigns in general, like TV ads, radio ads, YouTube ads, which are now a thing?
Okay, well, there's the YouTube ad that went viral. You seen that one?
No, I don't think
I have. Oh, there's an independent running out of BC.
Oh, yes,
and
yes,
comes
I have
in
seen
on
that one.
Like, and that, I found out from that because our friends in the U.S. sent me this link, and I'm like,
yeah.
Wow, they
brilliant.
Actually saw something.
We will totally link to it in the show notes. But
yeah, because it really is an amazing.
Like, he's just, this is my stupid, crazy VFX YouTube video. Whereas, yeah. I remember the Justin Trudeau one from way back where he's just like, hi, I'm Justin Trudeau. Let me talk to you about the conservatives. Yeah. They don't think I'm ready. They think that, like, bored. No, what I'm looking for. Hi, I'm Justin Trudeau. You may have noticed by now that I have a cat on my head. Meow. Like, that's... What is this? Click this link. Okay.
Yeah, but that's how you have to be...
The end.
You know who I'd vote for?
What's that?
Any of the actors, so either Terry Crews or what's his name, who did the...
The Old Spice
Old
stuff?
Spice commercials with those ones.
Yeah.
Where am I? I'm flying. It's a bird.
The Dos Equis guy.
Yeah.
So really what we need is any of the beer mascots to run.
Beer mascot, Old Spice.
My God. Yeah.
But these are ads that we actually remember, and maybe like all of our ads right now are very bland, except for our one fellow out of BC who's independent.
Yeah, who's an independent. But the party ads, I mean, there was the great, the Borg... video.
Oh, the
which
Borg video
we'll also like to.
Yeah.
But there was this video, somebody mashed it all together, where all the Conservative Party candidates, or almost all of them, gave the same speech on their YouTube channels and apparently thought that no one would notice.
Precisely the same. That's the,
like word for word.
Word for word, it was precisely
but,
the same.
But I think that the response to that is to just own it and have them do it again, only dressed up like the Borg. Hey, you just be... You're like, welcome to our collective. Everything will be fine. We are going to provide you with tax cuts. Tax cuts. Tax cuts. Like, I think that just own it.
Yes. Go with it.
Make it a part of you. I mean, the liberals have their kitten. So what do you do as a Borg? Vaporize a kitten. Poof. Yeah, exactly.
I suppose, again, the liberals being in the center... You could have the NDP as the bear. What, does the bear eat the kitten?
I think the NDP is trying to build a coalition, so they're going to cradle that kitten.
Well, officially they're not
treated gently.
They are trying to
also at the same, but regardless, like the NDP have sort of been and traditionally they don't hold animosity toward the other parties like that. They're not in there, partly because previous to this they apparently had no chance. So, I mean, no, they're going to cradle that kitten.
I have, like, to take this idea to its full extent, they should have, like, the same cat, and all four party members have to make a commercial using that cat.
Downside?
Creation.
The Canadian people would elect that cat.
Probably.
Probably
but,
true.
Like, creation or creativity through constraint. So you have to constrain them. You must make a 30-second ad with this cat. You're going to share the cat. You can make four separate things. And there you go. Go with that.
So I want to see the argument where Thomas Mulcair is like, I believe, if you check the notes, I believe you'll see that I get the cat this weekend.
Well, really, this is whose line is it anyway? We're just going to take the four of them, stick them in a room. Who's behind the desk? Obviously, one of the props is the cat.
Rick Mercer's behind the desk.
Rick Mercer's behind the desk. So the winner of the whose line is it anyway?
Welcome to the Canadian government where the points don't matter and no one gives a shit. Stephen Harper, you're up first.
And the winner gets to do a funny sketch with Rick Mercer.
I mean, how does this affect our standing in the elections? Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
Keep doing it.
Just go with
it. No, that's TV ads go. That's pretty good.
Actually, and I bet you people would watch it. It would probably have an amazing amount of coverage.
People would watch the shit out of it.
Really quickly, right now, it's not fair because I've already got an idea. what's the first commercial idea that you have off the top of your head that you would shoot as an idea? It doesn't matter which candidate or anything like that. How would you incorporate that cat? I guess I can go
the,
first to give you time
cat?
To think. So what I would do is you would line up all four candidates mugshot style across the thing, and then you'd have like a cop or something talking to the cat, like who's the one who's been feeding you? Who's the one who's been comforting you? Something. And then the cat, and then
yes.
the cat just like the paw goes up and points at the candidate, whoever commercial it is.
No.
And
see,
that would be the.
But that could be turned so easily. Yeah, you could put now the cat's behind the glass, and which one has hurt you the most? Right,
yeah.
The cat points to
yeah.
the paw to whoever it is.
Yeah.
I still gotta go with Justin Trudeau with a cat on his head, like just a little tiny kit, adorable kitten, and. He doesn't talk about the issues because it's only a five. Like, you can't have. You see these two political ads because they're the same ones they broadcast on TV, and some of them are like
yep.
2 minutes long.
Yep.
You can't have a 2 minute political ad. No one cares. You can skip it in 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So, all it is Justin Trudeau being like, hey, how's it going, ladies? And he's got a cat on his head. He doesn't acknowledge the cat at all. The cat's just hanging out, doing cat stuff. And you're like, what? Who is this man? He's like, I'm running for prime minister, and my party is going to take care of this country. That's when your skip ad button comes up, and you're like, how will you do that, sir? How is that going to happen? I don't even know if I'm voting for Justin Trudeau, but I would consider it if he was just like, yeah.
This is baiting. We're basically setting up ads that bait us as opposed to what
yeah.
they have been, which is someone yabbering on
which
about
is what
either
you
how
need
bad
in,
or how
in,
good.
In a YouTube environment where I can skip that ad in 15 seconds. I did not come here to see you, and I am not guaranteed to wait for you.
That's right. Well, and now, too, like, I'm one of the households that does not have cable television or anything like
yeah.
that. I have Netflix, which I have no ads, and I
mm-hmm.
have YouTube. And the YouTube ads, I haven't watched a single political ad except for the guy out west on the goose, because they're boring, and I'm not willing to, you know, if I'm going to read up on the parties, I will quickly check their
yeah,
website
like,
and read through
like,
what they
get. I am a grown adult, and you know, I understand enough about political ads to know that I shouldn't listen to them, and that I should go and read platforms and things like that.
That's right.
If I am a teenager, if I am like 18 years old, and I'm on YouTube watching whatever it is that 18-year-olds watch on YouTube, I'm just kidding. I know a lot about what 18-year-olds watch.
Yeah, I know what
40-year-olds that I watch.
Yeah, I was gonna say I know what 40-year-olds watch. You know what 18-year-olds watch.
I do. Spoilers: it's Stampy and PewDiePie. But no, and I'm I go to the video. You need to engage me immediately because I'm about to watch something boss.
Something that's engaging and
like,
awesome.
And I'm about like, and if you engage me, I'm going to talk about it. And if you don't engage me, then I'm going to forget immediately because you're boring the crap out of me.
Case in point, the guy out of BC. I remember that ad. I know what the guy stands for. Which
like,
is ridiculous.
Here's an ad. You know, Thomas Mulcair is standing in front of a cityscape and vaporizes it with laser vision. What does it mean for the NDP? Who cares? The 40 and 50-year-old people, the 35-year-old people who you know, are seriously reading those platforms and considering voting for the NDP or whatever, they are not watching that ad.
No.
Like, you need the... Like, this is the nation that created Teletoon. And all those weird, creepy claymation stuff. This is the nation that created YTV.
Mm.
With all those weird animations and all this
puppets
stuff.
Like, and
we have places like Humber College, which where you just go and do computer animation and sound design. Like,
mm-hmm.
we have
and
places
then we ship them all,
for this.
Well, that's because we ship them all south. Once you graduate
yeah.
from there, you're down to California.
But you don't have to be. You could give Thomas Mulcair laser vision.
Oh, you know what? Trudeau with his gloves? The gloves could, like, pop off like rockets.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
What do you...
And then we
I'm Justin Trudeau. I can put my hand back on. You can't.
So
vote
not,
safe.
So not to give any love to Harper, but I did think about...
No.
Didn't Harper... He plays musical instruments. Did he play a saxophone?
Piano.
He's
a soprano.
Clinton plays
okay.
a saxophone.
Or, and he sang somewhere too, but saxophone... Like, the saxophone works better in my mind of... Like, he's playing saxophone, and then they CG the cat also playing saxophone. They play
see,
a duet together.
See, what I'm picturing is now the 10-hour epic sax mix.
Yes.
Just with Harper, is it? we'll link it in the show notes. It's great.
But he is a pianist.
The 10-hour version.
Yeah,
we're linking the 10-hour version.
You know what? There's a side ad I would like to see. Was Harper and Clinton, were they both in power at the same time at any point?
No, they missed, didn't they?
That was a
no. They're like 10 years apart.
Yeah, that's too bad because that would have been a thing. to have one leader playing one instrument, another leader playing another instrument. Yeah. And I actually, what my favorite political moments are always when two leaders of two different countries actually do a thing that's cool together. And the last one I can think of is Mulroney and Reagan, regardless of what.
I don't know. I feel like what I'm really looking for now is like Elizabeth May and Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Being like Wonder Twin powers activate.
Can they turn into adorable kittens?
I don't know, whatever.
Well, I'm trying to work the cat into it.
That would be a good thing for the cat.
Yeah.
But
one turns into a cat.
Yeah,
maybe the cat is one of them. The cat is another one, and they turn into Captain Planet.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. That's one.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
The cat and Angela Merkel, and then Elizabeth May comes in as Captain
Planet. Damn. Some good stuff. The point is there's a lot of room for growth.
Yeah.
But the last thing, the most important thing, the thing that you see everywhere, the thing that annoys everyone, the thing that gets everyone's attention, the thing that is the hardest one thing to design, the first thing to come out, the last thing to go away, signs. Canada, I don't know what it's like in the States, but I assume it's the same. But in Canada, it's only legal to, this part I know is different in the States, but it's only legal to campaign during a specific election time. This election is actually different because it called early.
Yeah, it's like 70 days.
And so the conservatives really, they knew about it, so they hit the ground running. Because I've only seen conservative signs out because nobody else has their signs printed yet. They weren't expecting it to happen.
Liberals,
for
I've seen
liberals.
Liberals
are just starting to go out now.
Only a handful of NDP, but they, I hope the NDP don't get caught with their pants down like in the provincial election where they called the election and then but didn't have their ducks in a line.
And so they were missing candidates. And
We'll see. But the thing with the signs is everybody has at least one sign on their lawn.
Mm-hmm.
If there's like an exposed bit of roadside, you will likely see all of the signs there.
It's the same in the U.S.
Yeah, I figured. I mean, the nice thing about it is 2 days after the election, if you don't take them down, people get fined. So they all just disappear overnight, which is super nice.
Yeah.
But There's all this sort of, I mean, there's weirdness in signs, there's fun signs, but a lot of it's the same sort of thing.
A lot of them are very bland.
You have your dominant party color, which is blue for conservatives.
Red, yellow, well, orange.
Orange for NDP, yeah. And
green.
Unsurprisingly green for the
Green
Party.
And it's usually, you have one color which represents the flag, and then a contrasting color, which is your text, white, black, whatever happens to work the best. And that's also, I mean, part of that's cost savings. Part of that is cost savings for the parties, because signs are expensive. They are expensive. But, yeah, they're awfully boring.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of room for the template to step up the game.
To be fair, I was very surprised right that weekend when it was called. I was coming back home, and I was going through Grand Valley area, and the only sign that was out was Liberal, which did surprise me, and it was slightly different. And because this is what I noticed. It was like, whoa, that's different. You have the individual, so you've got a red border, you've got the individual and his name, and it's two color, it's red and black, but he had a bow tie on that was red.
Okay.
So you could have actually done that with any party, you could have made it blue, yellow, whatever, it would have worked. I was surprised because it actually stood out as being different. Most of the time, the individual is just the monotone, it's a grayscale at the very most. You know, so I was like, wow, that's kind of different. And then I remember the next thought was, that's surprising. The Liberals actually got out, even though they weren't the ones to call it, because usually, as you said.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of room. I mean, you could have the boxing glove thing, where a Liberal just taking a shot, and then you put the, you know, Liberal candidate's name on the front of the boxing glove, like a something like that. I want a
you can
green
have the rocket,
party sign.
The rocket boxing glove just flying across.
I want a green party sign that just says green in red letters. Or just vote green in red letters. Like, what do you do with that? Your brain
is going to have problems with that
it's
moment.
So great.
That's true.
Unless you're colorblind, in which case you're like, sign.
It's funny because, of course, the NDP, I've seen in social media, they have Orange Crush, the can, is popping up.
Yes,
and that is
Orange Crush.
That is a fascinating idea because at social media level, if you are not officially a party person, you can do whatever you want, and you're not going to have to worry about copyright issues or whatever. But comes up every
now
and then.
The Orange Crush thing, which I think is brilliant, always takes me back to those camp chants that you used to do. Because we always had two teams, and it was orange and blue. Mm-hmm. It was orange crush blue.
Mm-hmm. It was a camp chant.
And blueberries orange.
See, that in itself would be interesting. Now, of course, there'd be some rules. They'd have to work out copyrights, and there'd be money involved.
Yeah.
But it would be entertaining. Now, there's great gags.
Get R.E.M. to play your opening. Mm-hmm. Orange Crush.
Orange Crush, yeah. Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of room. I want a glow-in-the-dark sign.
Oh.
I want lots of glow-in-the-dark signs.
There's always signs that spoof, too. There's more this time around. There's more popping up.
Or, like, a Green Party sign that's a person on a bicycle, and it has, like, the name along the bottom of the bicycle, and then a reflector bit that's the reflector.
Mm-hmm. Or it's one of those ones that moves when you... So as you're driving by...
Oh, yeah, changes.
It looks like they're riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
That would be super cool. There's lots of room for that.
That would be distracting, but you would actually remember it. You know, a lot of what we're talking about is what we remember.
Yeah.
So I remember that one sign for two reasons. It's slightly different. It's like a red tie is actually considered slightly different in my mind. And the fact that that one was first ever.
The things that weird me out about signs, and I saw this on election sign in our last election, is there was like a candidate sign. It was a really big one, and it had... T, like for Twitter,
mm-hmm.
like or no, it was the bird. It wasn't the T. It was the bird. The bird, the Facebook's logo, and like something, not the logo, but the like the icon and something else. I think it was a letter for like email.
Mm.
And like some genius graphic designer put this together for something.
Mm-hmm.
Some idiot put it on a sign. What am I supposed to do with that?
You touch the sign.
This candidate. You know what? Just put an iPad in everybody's front yard that they can interact with. In fact, not an iPad. In fact, just a like 65-inch television.
Bleep.
I'm surprised that they're not putting QR codes on there. Again, it's not for drivers, but if you're walking down the street and you hit the QR code, it can bring up their platform.
Sure. I wouldn't have it bring up my platform. I would have it autoplay something from my website being like, hey, thanks for clicking that QR code. Let's talk about
this is not an election one, but this is something we should do. We should QR code Rick Astley and throw it on there. So when people...
Oh, God. We'll print some stickers.
Yeah, put stickers on there and Rickroll people.
Oh, God. You're a monster.
I think there's like actual serious laws where you can't vandalize
Defacing political signs is actually a crime in Canada.
Yeah, I think
I'm not going to say I've never done it because once I was 14 and my friend's grandma, she was an NDP supporter, but his dad was a conservative supporter. The household would only have one sign. God damn, it wasn't going to be conservative. It was right around Canada Day weekend, so my friend's grandma paid us $20 to go down to the store, buy some fireworks, and shoot them at the sign. we got one of those wheel fireworks that you like have to nail to a fence.
Yeah.
So we affixed it to the sign and set it off and took off.
Uh-huh.
We happily did not burn down his house.
Excellent.
We did burn down that sign.
I have a friend that...
Teenage angst.
I have a friend that peed on Bev Shipley's face's sign in Strathroy.
Damn.
Oh, that's harsh.
That is harsh.
It's a strange thing, because I know sometimes you'll get an individual that is strongly opposed to a sign or a party, and they will actually remove the signs, and they'll start throwing them around or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a serious crime.
It is definitely a crime.
It's not like a slap on the wrist. They do get...
And it's one of those things where... And also, like, when you have a sign... Sign's on somebody's property and is their sign. And
yeah, so at the very least,
you should respect that they're doing that. Unless the sign is like, I don't know, the Nazi party. We don't have a Nazi party here, but if we did, you should probably just mess up their signs.
Fair.
Like, if the sign has a swastika on it, maybe... the police aren't probably going to bother you too much about it either. Like, you're messing up political signs, and is that a Nazi sign?
Oh,
sorry, I was at the... Is that a Nazi sign? I was never here. I didn't see anything.
Because they did.
If you were considering running under the Nazi party, do us all a favor. Everyone, don't.
Yeah, no, we don't tolerate that here. It doesn't happen. In that manner.
That's true.
Because I know there was an auction recently where they were selling off emblems from the Second World
yes.
War, and that was shut down.
And it was shut down so because in Canada it's like it falls under hate speech.
That's right.
You can't traffic in Nazi imagery.
Yeah, who was that? I just read that as well.
It was in St. Jacob's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The antiques or something.
I had a feeling it was probably done innocently, like, oh, we have these antiques, we should try and, you know.
I feel like if you have a bunch of shit with swastikas on it, it's hard to do anything with that innocently.
Well,
would you like this giant flag? It's red. It has an Indian good luck charm and black on it.
It depends.
We really feel
is.
Good about it.
You can have certain elements where the symbolism is mostly hidden, and it's just, you know,
fair enough.
It's leftover weapons. It's whatever it happens
yeah.
to be. I don't know. I never collect the stuff or even look at the stuff. But it's one of those question marks.
But yeah, don't run under the Nazi party.
No,
if you do, expect us to Rick Astley your sign.
fireworks?
No, we just Rick Astley. It'll be funnier.
Right.
Like, is there a QR code on that swastika? I'm gonna.
Yeah, don't mix those together.
It's like it's really high tech for Nazis. Of course, then people would just think they got Rickrolled by Nazis. To be fair, if that would make
yeah.
them dislike Nazis more, I got no problems. If you see a QR code on a sign with a swastika, I recommend scanning it. Oh, man. But yeah, we have all kinds of great ideas to improve the Canadian political climate.
Have you guys seen the ads in Montreal? Is it Montreal? Somewhere in Quebec, someone did not like the liberal signs particularly, so
yes.
they spoofed them and they turned them into...
Gowron.
Yes, the
Gowron
signs.
And it's because the artist felt that the profiles of the individual is too cold and just like staring at you wide eyed like Klingon.
Gowron for high command.
Yeah.
But yeah. There's lots of ways. I would like to hear yours, leave them in the comments. I'm excited for this election, but also annoyed. But it could be improved. But it's time for us to go.
We can't talk about more people flying on geese. Laser vision.
Laser vision would be so good.
Laser vision is necessary in politics.
Oh, my God.
You're going to cut through. Like, think of the analogies.
What are you going to do? Cut through the bullshit. Like, no. What are you going to do? No, I'm going to cut through the bullshit with my laser vision. Oh, man.
Rocket boxing glove.
It's
so good.
Mecha Trudeau.
That's it. That's what's missing. That's what it was.
That's Trudeau is in fact the young candidate with the giant robot
Astro Boy.
Astro Boy.
Oh my God, Astro Boy
Trudeau.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh, so great. We need to improve the climate. I don't know how we're gonna do that, but we'll do it.
We can at least write a cartoon.
I will shave off my beard and comb up my hair, and I will do my best Justin Trudeau impression, and we'll cast Huck as Mulcair because he's got a beard.
A little salt and pepper to make me look a little older.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to happen. It would be weird.
I don't want to be cast as the other two, I'll be honest. It would just be weird.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd make an alright Trudeau, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. That would put me in as Harper, but I could do a Harper.
Well, you'd have to lose the beard.
Yeah, I know. We would cast Kaylee as Elizabeth May.
It could work. Her hair's already green.
Yeah.
So it's there. There we go.
Yeah. No, that's... I'll let Kaylee know I volunteered for her.
And
for
we'll
this.
Play Whose Line Is It Anyways?
And make
oh,
a bunch
God.
Of commercials with kittens.
But until that happens...
Yeah.
I'm Jim.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Drew.
And we're signing off.
Stay informed.